their local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. New FM.
Not gonna lie, that rain last night, getting to sleep, relaxing.
You love it, don't you?
Oh, mate, got a tin roof.
Don't.
Beautiful.
No need to pay big dollars for a white noise machine.
No. Well, you've I found out the other day that an iPhone now has a white noise thing built in.
Oh, there you go. You can have the rain every night.
I know. Chuck it on a little portable speaker or something.
Then you're in business. Because you used to do that back in the day, right?
Back in the day, like 4, 7 or 8 years ago, it used to help me sleep because I was really troubled.
Yeah.
Like, troubled sleeper. Just reiterate that.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Like, some people have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
And you used to, like, set up a speaker system or something.
Yeah, like a Logitech speaker that you would normally plug into a computer. I had it plugged into my phone.
That's nice.
That's the way to do it.
Create ambience in the home.
And then you look outside and it's like a beautiful sunny day and I've just got this rain belting down. How was your afternoon yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Met this lovely guy, Todd, who came into the shop. And he... just a big fan of New FM, love the show, just wanted to come in on his one day off.
Oh, how sweet.
And, you know, pass on his compliments and just say, you know, he's a big fan of New FM and all that sort of stuff. So it was really nice.
Oh, that's really lovely. Well, thank you, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to him.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How was your afternoon yesterday dealing with all the flood issues at the moment?
It was busy. Not too
busy. Today's probably going to be even worse, I assume.
Probably.
Yeah. Poor people in Maitland right now. Stay safe, guys.
Yeah. Don't go into any, you know, drive into any flood water or anything, all that sort of stuff.
Keep your lights on. Just be safe.
Exactly.
If you can avoid going out. Lots of people can work from home now. If you can work from home, do that.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to do a first of five catch up with Jess in minutes. In the meantime, though, Whitney Houston, Clean Bandits. How Will I Know on 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. As we just said, wet, rainy all day. It is 5:04. Good morning.
There's a boy I know. He's the one I dream of.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, so you've got to tell us about some of these, I guess, flooding on the road and stuff around Wollumbi, et cetera.
Yeah, so there's still a bit going on. The rain sort of ended up fizzling out yesterday but came back overnight as that trough continues to sit over us here in the Hunter. There is major flooding likely along the Wollumbi Brook at Bulga this morning with moderate flooding expected at Wollumbi. Also, the river in Maitland is still rising. The Paterson River at Gostwick Bridge may reach the minor flood level as well this morning. There could be flash flooding, you know, in various parts of the Hunter today, depending on how much of that heavy rainfall we get. There is forecast we're going to be copping it a fair bit. So,
well, a sandbag point's been set up by the SES here in Raymond Terrace.
Yes, so at the Port Stephens SES unit there, they've got sand, shovels, pre-filled sandbags. If you need any of that, Raymond Terrace tends to cop it as well.
Oh,
the
they
river.
Do.
Yeah. Very, very close to the middle of town there. So
yeah, so that's 31 Rees James Road in Raymond Terrace if you do need to go there.
And that's cut the trains, some of the trains as well, yeah?
Yeah, so there's still water over the tracks at Sandgate, so that means there's no trains running on the Hunter Line between the Newcastle Interchange all the way to Scone and out to Dungog as well, so there is a limited bus service there.
Okay. Well,
right,
hopefully, as we said before, if you can work from home today,
ideal.
But something a little bit more lighter in the news, Kalyn Ponga cleared for Origin.
Yeah, so he has been cleared after that head knock that he got in the second State of Origin game last week. He had to do the 7 days on the sideline to make sure he was A-OK. So he has been cleared, but he'll be in camp for the Friday night's game, which is here at home.
That's against the Rabbitohs, yeah?
Yes, so he won't be able to play for that one. Neither will the name's left. Dane Gagai, that's right. He's also unavailable for Friday night, but the Blues squad yesterday was named as well, and Jacob Saifidi's on that from the Knights.
Good.
And it looks like he'll actually will be able to play on Friday because of where the camp is.
Well, to be fair, Kalyn didn't play on Friday. And look what happened. Like, Kalyn, we love you, but
I mean,
we kind of kick the Titans' ass.
We might need him for other teams.
Yeah.
The Titans are someone we should have really been able to beat.
Yeah, true. But still, it's a win and we're taking it. We lost, what, five in a row or something?
Exactly. We needed a win.
We needed it, for sure. So who we play? Is it Rabbitohs this weekend? Where are they on the table at the moment?
Let's
have a look. NRL table. I don't even know where they're at.
Live Googling happening right now.
We love it.
Rabbitohs. Oh, they're not even in the top.
They're
in the top eight. Seven. They're in the top eight.
Okay. Oh, well, this will be a challenge
then.
It
will be a challenge.
Now, look, I feel really bad that I didn't know this, but the Knights aren't even in the bottom four. I thought they would have been, considering they haven't really won many games this year.
No, I mean, there's not an awful lot separating them, but at least we're not on the bottom.
Do you reckon we've got any chance at actually getting into the finals this year?
Depends if we keep winning or not.
Okay, well, we've got all these home games.
See, that's how it always works, isn't it?
Yeah.
You keep winning, and at the end of the day,
you get more points on the board, and you tend to win a game, and then you get higher up.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go up the table.
It's funny how NRL works, right?
I know.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to check in with Jess again at 5:30. It is just going on 5:15. Good morning.
The Novos with Megan Creelo. Newcastle Permanent is world across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Creelo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
So yesterday we walked out into the main office of the New FM studios and we saw the food drive that we're doing packed.
Yeah, it's really good.
But Thank you, Newcastle.
We need more, though. Oh. We need you to keep bringing it in if you can.
100%. So basically what we're doing is we're collecting all of these non-perishables and like hygiene products and all that kind of stuff and dropping them off to free pantries located right across Newcastle and the Hunter. So we've stocked up the one in Hamilton near the station. Yesterday, we actually got to go out to Stockton to meet Rachel from Pantry for the People, which is very interesting. We'll get into more details on that next. But if you want to donate, you can head to the New FM studios on Maitland Road in Sandgate between like business hours and drop off what you can so we can keep supporting our local community.
Every little bit counts, right? So even a couple of cans or a couple of soups or something doesn't cost much.
Nah.
But it can really help somebody in need.
Yeah, we'll get into some more of the details about the Novos Food Drive next after Ed Sheeran teaming up with Budjara Two-Step on 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Creevo. It is 5:34. Good morning. Pseudo Echo, Funky Town on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Creevo. We're doing this really cool thing at the moment, the Novos Food Drive.
The Novos.
So what we're doing is we're collecting non-perishables for people who are obviously struggling at the moment to be able to feed themselves because it is ridiculous out there at the moment. The cost of living, electricity, the rent rises, fuel and now groceries, it's just beyond and people are struggling more than ever.
It's so in the Hunter, around Newcastle and the Hunter, it's as many as one in six over a year will... That means when they run out of food, like they have a food insecurity. So when they run out of food at some point, they can't afford to buy more.
Yeah, some people, they're really lucky that you can just pop down to Woolies and grab something. Some people, though, just genuinely don't have that option and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, you've paid your bills, all your bills first maybe, and then at the end there's nothing left for food.
And then you've got some instances where you've got the money there for food and then that unexpected bill comes up and you're like, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to pay the bill or am I going to eat? And sometimes you got to make that decision and it's so devastating. So that's what we're doing with this food drive because there are so many free community pantries located across Newcastle and the Hunter and people just donate to these out of the goodness of their heart. There's no return and the best part is there's no stigma attached to if you want to go to these free pantries whatsoever. So their motto is take what you can, take what you need and give what you can.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of people, they'll only take a couple of things here and there.
Just when they need it, that meal to maybe bridge between when the next pay is coming in or something.
Exactly. So we re-rated our little collection that all of the amazing listeners of New FM have dropped off over the last couple of days. And we went out to Stockton yesterday to Pantry for the People. So that's right near Lexi's on the beach. And we met Rachel, who's the one who set up this pantry. It was so interesting to meet her because originally she was telling us that the pantry itself, someone took the pantry. Well, the whole pantry. Yeah. She think it might have been a misunderstanding.
Yeah, because she'd written on it like free food pantry.
Yeah.
And so she thinks maybe someone thought that the actual piece of furniture was for was for free. So,
yeah.
Look, that hasn't happened since.
No.
Which is good.
But Rachel and Priscilla, they're the two who basically monitor this. They always go down there and they clean it and they just make sure it's stocked and they talk to anyone down there as well. Rachel in particular, she's a social worker.
Yeah.
So she knows, she sees this thing on a regular basis. She knows how to help people. And she was telling us about one particular man down there who he was living there in a tent. And the amount of people in the Stockton community who just always went past him and took him blankets and extra food. Someone got a support worker down there, got him into some crisis accommodation. So now he's on his way to getting back on his feet, which is... Well done to the Stockton community, first of all, for looking after their own.
Exactly, looking out for people who obviously need it. And he was just obviously somebody who was down on his luck.
Had a rough trot.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everyone has them now and again.
Yeah.
And if you can get help, this is what we're trying to do.
That's right.
Because sometimes there's just, you know, if you feel like, oh, I can't even afford a meal, you feel so worthless within yourself. And let me put this out there, you're not.
That's right.
Absolutely not. Just because you're struggling doesn't mean people don't care about you, because they do. Us in particular, this is why we're doing the food drive.
It's okay to reach out for help.
100%. And a lot of people I know that they've got a bit of a pride thing and they don't want to do it. And that's fine. This is where those community pantries come in so handy, because you don't have to see anyone. You don't have to speak to anyone. It's just you go grab what you need and do what you can.
Yeah, exactly. And move on with your day.
Yeah. So I'm hopefully going to do... What are we going to do next? So I think we should go out to... There's one in Lambton.
Yep, that'll be the next one.
Or there's one in Hamilton South that I've been having a look at lately. And they've been quite empty.
Yeah.
This is, again, the reason why we're doing this. So if you can donate any non-perishables to our food drive, things in cans are actually really, really, really good.
The key with that is the one with the ring pulls on the top.
Yes.
Because if you don't have a can opener, like that, just when you thought you've got yourself a meal and then you don't, you know?
Ring pull ones, fantastic. They can heat them up on those free barbecues as well. And that's a perfect meal, especially in winter. Great. So
hot
if you can,
meal for someone. Yeah. It's awesome.
If you can donate, please do. Drop it off at our studios here at Sandgate during business hours. Crevo and I will go and distribute them to the free pantries, and you're going to be helping some people who really need it. And we really appreciate your support.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for everyone who's donated so far.
Yeah.
Meg, up next, switching gears here, because they're looking at closing this loophole in the law in New Zealand.
Okay.
So...
Lawyer Crevo?
Yeah, explain. Look, there's a little bit of a legal situation over there. Basically, it's to do with public urination. So there's a loophole in the law that lets people do it at the moment, and they're getting away with it left, right, and centre.
Of course, they've got to close that loophole, surely. We'll get the details on the other side of these. 5:46, good morning.
Megan Crevo, other Novos. With great rates, products, and customer service, Newcastle Permanent is world-class.
She was in Newey over the weekend, Amy Sharp.
Yeah.
I said hi on 105.3 New FM with the Novo.
All right, so we head to New Zealand here because they're looking at tightening a law over there to do with public urination, right? Apparently this is a big problem because at the moment, the way the law stands, you can do public urination or even a poo in public.
What?
If you think nobody is watching you.
No, that's a joke.
No, it's 100% true. Anywhere in New Zealand at the moment, that's what you can do. And all you have to do when you go to court, because they get caught, all right?
Yeah.
The police drag, you know, issue with a fine. You can take that to court. You just go, all you have to do is say to the judge, oh, I thought nobody was watching me, bro. And as long as you say that, you get out of it. So all of these people have been getting out of it, and it's been a big problem in like national parks where people are right into like free camping.
Yeah.
So they can camp anywhere, and then they can just go to the toilet anywhere, and they're leaving their toilet paper everywhere and everything, because all you have to do is say you thought no one was watching.
Especially if you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if this defense worked for a lot of other crimes?
I thought nobody was watching.
You stole a thing of milk. Oh, I thought no one was watching.
Like,
could you imagine if that worked for any other crime?
So apparently it's this really old law from like back in the day, and it's just still there. So they're trying to close this legal loophole because all of these cases are getting brought to court because people know if you take it to court and just say you thought no one was watching, you get out for it.
I'm glad the politicians are taking so much time to review this law.
It's not even them. It's like local groups that want to clean up the national parks to stop it because obviously.
But if it's a law though, it has to go through certain channels.
It has to, absolutely.
So can you imagine Parliament sitting that day going, and what's on the agenda? Oh, we're talking about pooing in national parks.
Yep, that's what's happening today.
Oh my God. New Zealand, what is wrong with you guys?
Well, they just never bothered to change this old, really old law. And it's still there from all those years ago.
That makes me laugh. New Zealand. What are you doing, guys? What are you doing? Are you going to check in with Jess in the Hunter's 100% local newsroom in minutes? Just gone on 5:56. Good morning.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3. New FM. They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy. Then Puff. Then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, Lads vs. Lasses up next. And Lasses had the win yesterday, putting him in front for the first time in a long time.
I was going to say, it's been a while, ladies.
It's been a real long time. 52, the Lads behind on 51. The prize today, awesome. Get your mitts on this. $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown. That's at Katara Home Centre, that awesome cafe right in the middle.
Beautiful.
So you can do a bit of shopping or whatever while you're around Katara and then breakfast sorted.
Yeah, easy.
13:10:09. We need one guy and one girl here to take on our ultimate battle of the sexes. It's a little questionnaire. You know, whoever gets the most right wins the prize and the points for the team.
Yes, if you want to play, let's do it next. 13:10:09. I'm going to do it after Snake Hips. Don't leave. I'm 105.3 New FM with the Novo. 6:04. Good morning. Jax Jones, M&EK, where did you go? I'm 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
All right, let's get this thing going. It's our battle of the sexes. The Lads smashing it. Oh, actually, no, we're behind. We have been for ages. We're on 51.
Yeah, behind,
Lasses,
bro.
The Lasses got ahead yesterday, snuck ahead with a sneaky coin toss at the last moment. And are on 52.
Yeah.
God, what are we doing?
Ladies,
here?
We're going to smash it again. We are going to Donna.
We'll
we're going to Donna. She's a public servant from Raymond Terrace. Went to the Highlands game on the weekend at Aberdeen and loved it. Hey, Donna.
Hi, how are you this morning?
We are really good. Donna, let's get into your questions, babe. Question one.
Sure.
The Triton is a ute made by which car company?
Is it Kia?
Nah, it's Mitsubishi. All right, question two. Okay. What are the two colours on the John Deere Tractors company logo?
Do you want the deer colour or you want the truck colour?
No, the logo itself. There's two colours.
It's yellow and green.
Yep.
Yep. That one. Well done.
Good job.
And what, question three, what is frog tape used for?
Frog tape, it's for masking so you don't paint over things.
Yeah, it is. Two on the board for you, Donna. Look at you go. Oh, my goodness.
Well done. Good job. All right, it's time to meet Kieran. He's a plumber on the way to a job site now from Charlestown. How are you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, good, mate.
That's the way. Ready?
Got to get two on the board, buddy. Let's go.
You've got this. All right, here we go. What star sign is represented by a set of scales?
Libra.
That it is. One. 100% of the points so far. This one's multiple choice as well. This should be an easy win. What is the traditional gift for a 60th wedding anniversary? Is it A, diamonds, B, gold, or C, sapphires?
Diamonds.
Yeah, it is.
Jeez.
All right, this next point is for the win. In the movie Pitch Perfect, what is the name of Anna Kendrick's character?
We'll take a first name for this one.
Anna Kendrick. Who is that?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue either.
But
Becca Mitchell.
go. See, I love that movie. Everyone loves that movie.
Oh, do they? No, they don't.
The flip of a coin.
Never even right. seen it. I already know I don't like it.
Kieran, the coin toss is up to you, my friend. Heads or tails?
I'll have tails, please.
Right, let's go.
Tails never fails. Hey, you're a winner, my man.
$50
Gambling
Brand. I forgot who it was.
Yeah, Katara Home Center, of course. They've just celebrated their 6th birthday. They've got a new menu plus all the old classics. It's awesome over there.
You're going there on us, Kieran. Well done.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries.
Congrats, man. Just hold on the line there.
Hey, up next, I know Gamble and Brown do a great milkshake. I've been there before. However,
yeah, of course.
There's another place doing a milkshake, and if you're a bloke, you can possibly get one for free.
Oh, love a freebie.
Interesting, though, it involves a bit of surgery.
A surgery?
A surgery. I'll give you all the details on the other side of these 6:14. Good morning.
Megan Crevo.
Alanis Morissette, you learn on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
And I love something for free.
Oh,
I always try. Actually, off topic, I've still got your free thing of hummus in my
fridge. Oh, I better go get that.
That I scored for you from Woolies.
I like a freebie as well, mate.
I know, but this guy, I don't think you're going to go as far as some of the men in the US will. For a free milkshake.
Oh, now I do love a free milkshake, Meg.
Yeah. Oh, should I just play the audio of how to get yourself a free milkshake
all right,
in the US?
Let's do it.
All right, let's have a listen. Oh, I've hit the wrong button because I don't know what I'm doing. Here we go.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Big Daddy. The world's a pretty crazy place right now, but I have a way to make it just a little bit better. It's our Sniffer Shake deal. We're giving away one free milkshake with proof of vasectomy. Just bring a note from your doctor saying you got the snip, and we'll give you any milkshake you want. Are you nervous about the procedure? Take it from this guy. Mo kids, mo problems. There's nothing like an ice-cold milkshake after a vasectomy.
So what they've done, basically, is in response to Roe v. Wade being overturned in the US, which is pretty bad news.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a little bit of light of the situation and trying to encourage men to go and get the snip. Because let's be real, the snip is reversible.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a good option.
And it can score you a free milkshake.
Also, I'm just, because you've just sent over like a picture of the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's called Daddy's Dogs.
I know. So it's like a hot dog restaurant in the US in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they announced this whole deal on social media. Apparently the response to this has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, how good. Like, why not go get a free milkshake if you're already going to do it? Or if you're thinking about doing it, what more encouragement do you need?
I love it, though, because the guy, his name is Sean Porter, who actually owns and runs this restaurant.
Yeah.
He is known in the area as Dr. Big Daddy.
I love that.
Mate,
what a nickname.
I was going to say, it sounds like Dr. Big Daddy sounds like a very eccentric rapper from the 90s.
I was going to say, if you heard the name Dr. Big Daddy, what do you think about him is the big part?
Well, he's got a big beard.
Right.
Looking
it's his
at this
massive
video,
beard.
He does have a big beard.
And if you go to his restaurants, big hot dogs.
Big hot dogs as well. I'm actually a little bit disappointed he's not wearing like gold chains and stuff. Like, I thought a guy like this, because at the moment, I'm looking at the still from the TikTok video, and he's just basically dressed in all yellow. So he's got yellow jacket, yellow hat, like yellow chef's coat type thing. And I'm not going to, like, kind of looks like someone who used to work here.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And looking at his jacket is like a, you know, like a medical jacket.
Yeah, because he's Dr. Big Daddy.
Yeah, and instead of PhD, he must, I don't know what these this symbol means, but it's pot HD.
Oh.
So maybe he's some sort of other doctor.
Maybe.
Dr. Dre comes to mind.
Yes.
When it comes to this
one
sort of stuff.
One of his possible patients may be Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's the sort of place that you go when you're really, really hungry unexpectedly.
Yes.
Go get a couple of hot dogs and you'll feel a lot better.
Exactly. But if you want the free milkshake to go with the hot dog, all you got to do is get a vasectomy.
Snippy, snippy.
Yes. A snip for a shake, as they're calling it. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. 6:25. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jagerbomb.
Bonobos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
All right, new trends starting to sweep supermarkets. Not in Australia yet, but surely it'll come here, right? It's happening in the UK right now, where shoppers are after this, especially this grocery chain Morrisons, which is like a Woolworths of the UK type situation. They're getting rid of the use-by dates on a lot of foods, especially milk.
Okay, I don't like this.
They're saying that customers should just use the sniff test instead.
No.
See, you know, you say it's a no for you, but I reckon the sniff test is more accurate anyway.
No, I'm very much a professional has labelled that to be the cut-off date for consuming that item. I believe them over my nose.
Really?
And not to mention, what if you've got a blocked nose? What do you do then?
Then you might, I don't know, just it'll taste weird if it's off.
And then it's even, and then you're drinking off milk. Absolutely. Could you imagine if you added that to your coffee and it's your last bit of coffee and you put off milk in? No, thank you.
There's worse things that could happen. No, I don't know. Anyway.
I can't stand off milk. It's disgusting.
Look, this is it's a trend that's happening. It could happen here. Here in, you know, Newcastle and the Hunter. What I wanted to do, though, is because this obviously is happening there, 13:10:09, have you ever been served food that's off, or have you bought food that's already been off?
Yeah, okay.
Has this ever happened to you, mate?
This happened to me. So around Christmas time, because we love a cheese platter.
Yeah.
And I went and bought all the fancy cheeses, all that kind of stuff. And I bought one of the mixed sets.
Yeah.
Like five different cheeses.
It's already organised for you.
There was a blue cheese in there. Clearly blue cheese has some mould on it. You know about that. But all four of the other ones were mouldy.
Oh. Is this from a major supermarket?
Yes, it is.
Jeez.
And we're very disappointed because obviously we've opened it on Christmas Day hoping for a delicious cheese platter and... Nope.
Not to be done.
No. Speaking of which, you've got a bottle of milk sitting in here.
Yeah, I know. Ready for my coffee.
I'm ready for your coffee. I love you. Well, I love you doing friggin' that. Oh.
13:10:09, have you been served it from a restaurant or maybe you bought it from a supermarket? Food that was already off. Double pass to the Knights vs. Bunnies this Friday up for grabs for best callers this morning at McDonald Jones Stadium. 13:10:09, your off-food experiences, maybe even like fast food where a bad bun or something, a bit of mould in there, that
bit
sort
of
thing.
Or a raw patty.
The grosser the story, the better.
All right.
The grosser story wins today.
Tickets? All right. Yeah. We'll take your calls after Latta, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled, Big Energy on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Good morning. John Butler Trio Zebra on 105.3 in UFM. Very rainy outside. If you're on the roads, make sure your lights are on. With the Novos, Meg and Crevo on 105.3 in UFM. 6:42.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
All right, supermarkets in a lot of places are now starting to get rid of the use-by dates on stuff, saying you should just do your own sniff test, like on the milk and stuff, which is going to obviously lead to a lot of food gone off, bad food, that sort of thing. I don't even know how they're going to track it in the fridges.
I don't think you can, because that's the whole point when you work at a supermarket is moving everything to the front.
That's right.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
It's got to be done. You can't just put the new stuff at the front, otherwise it'll just sit up the back and go bad, right?
But you are asking on 13:10:09, like, when did the food go bad? Dan has hit us up on our Instagram at @thenovos_ in the inbox and said, bought a kebab after a night out, ate half of it, unwrapped it just to get the meat out, and realised the actual Turkish bread was mouldy. She'd already been eating half of it. Luckily,
gross.
She didn't get sick. But
yeah, that is gross. You know, the Turkish breads, they do, like, they don't last very long. Like,
no.
The shelf life is not long in those things. I remember going to, like, a festival once, and it was, like, kind of a... I don't know, it was sort of like a hippie kind of festival out at Wollumbai, and they had all these good food stands, right? It was brilliant. They had great food. One of the things they had there was like a paella, which is delicious,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Normally right into this, but once, because I think by like the second day, I don't know if they'd been redoing the pan or something.
Because paella has a lot of seafood in
it. A lot of seafood, and there was... literally you could see little flecks of mold and it just tasted wrong. I don't know what had gone on there. You're supposed to cook that thing fresh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, paella, because it's meant to be crispy on the bottom and then a bit fluffy in the middle. Stuff. You can't reheat paella.
There was a few people who got sick from it. It was bad and it just tasted wrong. As soon as, you know when there's something about food, when you first have that first bite, you just know something is wrong straight away.
Don't make the mistake and keep eating it.
Nah, definitely don't. Just chuck that thing away straight away.
And this is where use-by dates come in handy, Creepo.
Hey, I don't know. With the milk, I think you get away with it still.
Nah. Anyway. Oh, absolutely gross. Sorry. I'm all for, I don't care. I know you're like, sniff test is fine. Nah. Need the
use-by date.
Need the use-by date. Hey, what's the goss up next? Producer Jackson, unfortunately, not feeling too well, so I'm taking over. What's the goss? So apparently Nicki Minaj has thrown a bit of shade at Kanye at a festival over the weekend, and Britney Spears' managers, how much did they receive during her conservatorship? It is a ridiculous.
They were getting paid well.
They were getting paid very, very well. The figure.
Good to hear about that.
I'll reveal on the other side of this. 6:45. Good morning. The Novo's Megan Crevo. Justin Bieber, Hold On, on 105.3 in UFM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Oh, there's a bit of drama going on between Nicki Minaj and Kanye West at the moment.
Really?
I didn't think they had beef because they've recorded songs before.
Yeah, that's right.
Many years ago. We're talking 10, 12 years ago. But she's gone on and done the Essence Festival over in the US on Friday night.
Okay.
So she's gone on the stage 45 minutes late. First of all.
Okay, not ideal.
Second of all, she gets up and she starts doing a bunch of songs, like all of her famous things. And then the DJ she's got behind her starts pushing play on their song Monster, which was Kanye West and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And Nicki's gone, nah. A Monster, though, wrapped up the DJ and said no.
Really?
And she's gone.
So was Kanye supposed to come out?
He wasn't on the bill or anything like that. And she just basically goes, a Monster, though, we don't F with clowns. The DJ got the hint and went into the next song.
Okay, at least he knew what was going on there.
Yeah.
But how did the DJ get that extra song into the set? Surely she would have had to approve it.
Well, I don't know whether the beef is only recent.
Right.
This is the thing. So
maybe it was set up like a while ago. The DJ's known the set.
Yeah.
And then they've started this problem.
Because this is a festival set rather than and obviously the festival set, you've got to get all your hits out.
That's right.
That's right. You can't do album tracks on a festival set.
No, because you've only got, you know, half an hour or 40 minutes or something. It tops.
Exactly. So, yeah, the song Monster came out in 2010 with Nicki and Kanye. Okay. Now, a lot of people are saying that possibly it has something to do with the fact that Kanye did the song with Cardi B. And we know Cardi B and Nicki hate each other.
Now, this is what I actually think's probably happened here. I think this is her doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
I think because there's no way that Nicki would, like, do a festival without knowing the set list.
Well, you never know.
Oh, no, there's no
She's
way.
The type of person who'd pull something last minute because she's got an attitude.
Yeah, I just think that she's done that on purpose to start this, to show that she is against Kanye.
Possibly. We'll see. He might retaliate. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, and Britney, one of her business managers have come out and said the conservatorship that was brought in by TriStar Sports and Entertainment Group, have a guess how much they received in legal payments during her conservatorship.
So it's like 10 years, wasn't it?
I think it was like 13.
Yeah, okay. So that in the millions, I'd say like $5 million a year, like $56
million. It wasn't that much.
Okay.
But still, $18 million over the period of her conservatorship. Oh, They're saying her business manager's coming out and saying this is how much these guys made off her conservatorship. That's a joke. Because that would have been a lot of, like, her dad possibly getting payments and sending it to them to keep her in this conservatorship.
That is purely some people taking advantage of someone and using them, seeing them as a business deal, as a person.
Well, TriStar's come out terrible. And said, and they're denying all the claims, saying, no, we didn't make any money off her whatsoever. This is absolutely false. So I guess, you know what, I think we're going to hear more about it when Britney finally releases that book.
Definitely. And if they've got the receipts to show the $18 million paid, where's that gone? Like, now, surely, you know, you can claim as a company that, what, you know, people's salaries or whatever are a cost.
Yeah.
So they might not have made any money profit technically, but a lot of people would have got paid.
A lot of people would have made a lot of money off her situation, which is really sad. $13 million $18 million over that period.
Mm.
Very disappointing.
That's a lot of cash.
I'm so glad she's out of it.
Yeah.
Doing her own thing.
People lined their pockets.
Living her best life now. I love it. Married. Hopefully, you know, she wants to have a baby.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Get a baby on the way, Brittany. Mini. If Brittany had a little girl, oh my God, I think I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
I think it'd be incredible.
You know that kid's destined to be a star.
Oh, absolutely. And you know she'd take care of her too, like
after what she's been through.
Hey, checking in with the Hunters, 100% Local Newsroom with Jess next to get all your flood updates. 6:56, good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
As a man. They're local as.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos,
Meg and Crevo,
New FM.
I just had a call in from a listener literally seconds ago saying that on Cessnock Road at Testers Hollow, two cars have just been winched out of there right now.
Not good.
And it's about to be closed. So avoid at all costs.
So obviously due to flooding, please do not drive through floodwaters.
No.
I know you think you might be able to make it. Don't do it. You don't want to be the person taking resources away from where it really needs to be.
Plus,
at the moment.
Yeah, like,
and your safety.
Even if you've got, like, you know, the big Hilux or whatever, and you
with
think, oh, I'll be fine. It's sometimes there's like a massive pothole that's, you know, fallen out because of the flood, and you don't even know. So the road, you might think, oh, I can go that deep. That's fine.
Yeah,
just avoid it. Go around.
Be safe on the roads.
You can always text your boss and go, the road was flooded. I had to go around.
Exactly.
Everyone's going to believe you because it's flooding.
Everywhere is flooding at the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, up next, Crevo, you know me sitting here. I don't do any work. I'm on Tinder all the time. Actually, no, this time around I was on Bumble and I got a super. I've never had a super like on Bumble before.
Oh.
A super swipe.
Okay.
As they call it. And I've gone through and I've had a quick look at the profile and I think I'm going to be his worst enemy. But he super liked me anyway.
This is interesting.
I'm going to get into the details on the other side of this, but I'm quite intrigued with how he's going to respond to my messages because I've let him know that I'm going to be your worst nightmare, but he hasn't responded yet. But the reasoning behind it will make you laugh. We'll get into it after J-Lo. If You Had My Love on 105.3 New FM, it is 7:04. Good morning. The latest from Imagine Dragons. My Enemy on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. My Tinder life, my Bumble life. Crevo, you get a kick out of this. I swear to God.
Yeah, I live vicariously in a way because you're single now.
Yeah.
And you've put out a thing that you don't really want anything serious, or long-term.
Yeah, like I was in a long-term, 6-year relationship, engaged, all of that, blah, blah, blah. Just want to be myself for a bit. But I do like the dating aspect of things.
Fine.
Just going on a date here and there.
Something romantic.
Yeah, I want the romance without the romance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and about 15 minutes ago, I got a super swipe, right, on Bumble. And I've never had a super swipe before. I was very intrigued by it. So I checked the guy out. Good-looking guy.
Yeah, all
right. Like, decent career, all that kind of stuff. And, like, I mean, you know, okay, obviously, if he super liked or super swiped me, he must like what he sees.
Right now, into you.
I've told you before, Crevo, I don't have what I do for a living on my profile.
Yeah.
Just because it is quite easy to find on social media. And, like, if you say no to someone and then they go onto your Instagram, they get slid into your inbox and go, why didn't you swipe on me? I don't want to deal with that. So that's why I don't have what
just
I do.
Just leave it off there. You can just say, you know, you talk for a living or something.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. If I start talking to someone, I tell them what I do.
Yeah.
But up until that point, I don't let them know. Anyway, I was going through his profile. Seems really nice. A couple of tattoos.
Which is right up your alley.
A couple of piercings. I'm like, yep, that's for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Bumble, they've got these little, like, they're like personality cues where you can, like, add your end quote. So, like, for example, you can say what your personal hell is.
Okay.
And for me, on mine, it's country music. My personal hell is country music. Now, this poor guy, the one who super swiped me, my personal hell is commercial radio.
Which, and let me tell you this about Meg as well. You, obviously you do this as a job.
I do.
But you're so passionate about this job and this industry and everything about it, every element about it, about radio. Meg loves it.
So, like, off air, for example, I'll sit there and trawl through, like, radio industry pages. And,
yeah, seeing who's moving where, what's happening, what's changing.
If another station's changing their name or something, I'm all on my, oh, this is interesting, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, do I want to match with this guy? Because his personal hell is commercial radio. And guess what I'm going to talk about 95% of the time?
Is exactly
probably commercial radio. And I thought, you know what? I'll give it a go. So I sent him a message. I end up saying yes. And on Bumble, you've got to send the first message. I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, how are you on this lovely morning? Because obviously it's lovely here
raining,
at the moment.
Like pouring out.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm doing well just at work. And I've gone, so it turns out I'm your worst nightmare. And that was about 15 minutes ago when he's ignored me.
So it's probably not going to work out.
It's going to be very interesting. You know what? Maybe I can convert him to commercial radio.
Hey, if he chats to you, we should work on that as a project.
Well, when he does respond, I'll let you know by the end of the show if he responds or not and see how this goes. I'm expecting him to unmatch.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But
you got to be honest out there, right?
Exactly.
Otherwise, you get nothing.
If he doesn't like commercial radio, you're not going to date someone in commercial radio. It's like me dating a country music singer. Not going to work.
It doesn't matter how many tattoos and piercings they have.
Nah, it's just that. Bump your home.
Up next on the show, we are chatting to friend of the show, NASA, because something big has happened. The Maths Australia had launched in America, because
yes,
it was a big success in the UK.
It's huge ratings.
But in the US, something has happened mid-season that's quite shocking. Plus, I believe he's got some goss of his own. We're going to chat to him in just a minute.
He's the maths gossip king.
Yeah.
NASA.
XOXO gossip NASA.
I love that. We'll chat to him next. 7:16. Good morning.
The Novos with Meg and Crevo.
It's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
This place is possessed. The bed collapsed. I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
Yeah, he's got it now, though. It's NASA. Good morning. Great to have you on the show, man.
Well, good morning, and I hope everybody in the Hunter is keeping dry because it has not stopped.
Oh, Sydney's been worse, Nas. How are you coping?
Mate, very well, but it's hard because it's sort of hard to leave the house, you know? So yeah. I've been spending a lot of time with my pussycat, my pussycat, and she's loving it because she can muck around and she can jump and do whatever she wants.
You can stroke her all day long, Nas. You can stroke her all day long. It's not a problem.
That's right. So now, let's get straight into it. There's some, I'm going to throw some bombshells for you guys.
Oh, drop them, Nas. We're ready.
Okay, the first bombshell is, as you know, is that Married at First Sight got cancelled in the US because there was really, they've had it going and there's really no interest.
Unfortunate.
Jeez, because it was so big in the UK, but it's just not translating there, is it?
No, because look, think about it. They've got The Bold and the Beautiful that's been running for 50 years. They've got all these shows. They don't need an Australian Married at First Sight over there as well. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they tried a couple of years ago to do an American version of Kath and Kim, for Christ's sake, and it just didn't work.
It just doesn't work because they've got the Kardashians, you know. They've got all these things. We don't have that, you know. We tried to have the Kardashians, but it just doesn't translate over to this country.
Yeah,
so that's
right. Yeah, what else have you got?
The funny thing is that the people that can is the people that really sort of sponsor the show. Can you believe it? it's the network that sort of produced it. Anyway, the second one is that for all those Dominica fans, that she's been getting all this media and she's doing, you know, ask me this, ask me that every Friday on Yahoo. Well, this is a big bombshell. Apparently, she was still married until the day that she walked down the aisle with that guy.
No, because she said she was divorced.
No, she was still legally married. The papers didn't come through till the next day. So what happened? She walked down the aisle, got onto the show, knowing damn well that she was still married legally. I'm talking about not fake. walked down the aisle with this guy, and I mean, obviously the show knew, they would have to know, let it all go through and everything, and then the next day or the day after, the paperwork came, and I can give you the exact date, on the 14th of October, that the paperwork came that she is divorced, so she had a huge party in the hotel with all the other cast.
Wow!
Now, to me, so all these people that are supporting and going, oh, she's the best, she's that... guys, she was still married while she was on that show.
Now, Nas, this is two bombshells in one. Obviously, that situation with her still being married is massive, but to me, the even bigger one is that Yahoo Answers still exists.
Yes, they do. I mean, seriously, who would want to ask her a question about sex? I mean, seriously. So
that's why she's got a podcast now, Nas.
Yeah, that's right. See, and they're supporting her. And they're supporting this woman and all these people. I mean, I get a lot of hate from her supporters. So you'll be sure that... But really, none of them were married legally when they were on the show. I mean,
that's
okay,
you
might have a girlfriend that broke up. The third one is Bryce. I mean, Bryce is suing the bosses of the network in Tasmania because they offered him this job.
Right.
And then they 3 days later, they pulled out, obviously for their reasons. I don't know what reasons is. But, I mean, I asked you guys this, and you're professionals. You're in the radio game for a long time. I mean, does it work if you had that situation where someone's gone for a job and then your bosses or whatever have thought, you know what, this probably is not good. I mean, it doesn't work, fit in with our thing. We're going to pull out. I mean, I've never heard. You heard of that?
Unfortunately, for us, we don't really get to see the inside curtains of that kind of situation. But you know what? It's going to be an upcoming legal battle for them. I'm not going to comment on that. Just in case we get sued. But thank you very much, Nas. Oh my goodness,
Nas always comes with the goods, doesn't he?
He does. Maths. Gossip King.
There's no one else that can bring XO, it like
XO
him.
Nash is what we're going to say. News time up next, 7:27. Good morning.
105.3 UFM. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
Got a bit excited yesterday, Krivo, because I was going through, because these school holidays at the moment, I'm trying to find things that my nieces might like to do, even though the weather's not great at the moment. And I came across something, unfortunately not for them, but for Arnie Meek.
That's your nickname.
Arnie Meek, yeah. And because you know me, I like a bit of bingo. I always have loved a bit of bingo.
I find this so weird because as an adult, I've never been to bingo in my life.
You're missing out, Krivo.
Well, isn't it... don't you only start playing bingo when you're like 70?
I've been playing bingo since I was like 18.
Really?
My mum used to go to bingo when we were kids.
Yeah.
And obviously we weren't allowed there because she went to the 18 plus one. Yeah. So an excuse to get away from the kids, basically. And then as soon as I hit 18, I loved it. I thought it was great. You get to go down there. You see, my big thing in particular is going during summer. There's a lot of places around here, it's like $5 to play.
Yeah.
Sitting in a nice air-conditioned room for 3 hours for $5, I'm living for it.
It's pretty good value for aircon.
But you think it's a bit weird, me being under the age of 40 and loving 40? A bit of bingo.
I reckon under the age of 60, there's hardly... I think you're the only bingo player in Newcastle under the age of 60.
All right.
It's all legs, all right, 11 and scones and tea.
Let's put it out there, though. I reckon, let's go under 40.
Good
13,
luck.
10, 09. Are you under the age of 40 and love a game of bingo? Because you just seem very judgmental.
You've been to these bingo halls, Meg. Have you ever seen another young person
there?
Yes,
I have. My sister, who's like 2 years older than me. That's about it. 13, 10, 09. Are you under the age of 40 and play bingo?
Crickets. I reckon no one is going to call.
Someone's going to call. Right. Back me up, sisters. Back me up, sisters. I've got a feeling it's only women. That's what I'm going to guess. Are you under the age of 40 and play bingo?
No,
we can do a bingo game together. Taking your calls next. 13:09 after Genesis. Invisible Touch on 105.3 UFM. You're with the Novos. It is 7:35. Good morning. Wet, rainy, slippery out on the roads. Please drive to the conditions. Be safe. You're on 105.3 in UFM with the Novos, Meg and Krivo.
The Novos.
We're talking on 13709. Are you under the age of 40 and love a game of bingo? Because I love it. I found this bingo cruise with Nova Cruises, go figure.
Yeah.
Friends of the show, actually, on Newcastle Harbour. It's like a bingo lunch cruise. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do this. I haven't played bingo in so long. I've been playing bingo since I was 18 years old. Everyone says it's an old person's
game.
Yeah,
that's what you told me.
Absolutely not. I love it.
Meg. You showed me this with an enormous amount of enthusiasm. You said, Crevo, you've got to check out this bingo cruise. I was like, what are you, 100?
Mate, you haven't experienced it. It's so fun. Let's go to the phones because okay. We do have someone lined up. Groundskeeper Pete, hey.
How are you guys?
I'm doing really well. Who do you know who plays bingo?
Well, Mum used to play bingo, and when she started getting ill, the whole family used to go along to bingo, the grandkids included, and we used to make a bit of a family night of it.
See, how fun is it, though? It's not just like someone who's over 60's game, right?
100%. Up in Queensland, there's a lot of young people that go along to play, and yeah, they play for some serious cash up there.
Yeah, really? If you go on an actual cruise ship, sometimes it can be upwards of 10 grand.
What?
On a jackpot.
Oh, unreal.
It's incredible. Hey,
I've got something for you. How do you get 80, 70-year-old ladies all to say the F word at once?
How?
Yell out bingo.
That certainly would work.
That's actually accurate.
Yeah.
So I did go to a bingo game with a friend of mine at Toronto RSL.
Of course.
This was,
Where else would you go?
7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing was, he won 3 games in a row. The death stares.
Really?
That he got. But Creva, I need to bring you along to a bingo game with me. I think it'd be incredible. I think you'd actually enjoy yourself.
Okay. Well, look, I'll do this. I will go to a bingo game. You can pick which one. Is it on the cruise?
Can we do the cruise?
I don't know. This is we'll have to work this out a bit behind the scenes.
We'll have to talk to our friends at Nova Cruises there because, oh my goodness.
Otherwise, as a backup, Toronto RSL.
Toronto RSL. So I love Toronto RSL. I've been to Hex and Bolo a couple of times.
They do bingo there, do they?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, mate. It's
Meg,
so fun.
You're a bingo. You love it.
If you're going to do it, gamble responsibly, of course. But
of course.
Actually a lot of fun.
Okay. That I believe. Hey, up next, I wanted to talk about this because we heard in the news from Jess earlier that these e-bikes are coming to Lake Macquarie.
Yes.
Very exciting in itself. The cost, though. I don't know. Something seems a bit off. I think they're way too expensive.
Oh, so you're not going to be partaking in the e-bikes around Warners Bay?
I love the idea of it, but we've got to talk more about it.
All right, we'll get into the details next. 7:44. Good morning,
Megan Crevo. Megan Crevo. Other Novos.
Of course, lots of clouds, lots of rain. Tops of 18 degrees in Newcastle, 17 in Maitland and the Valley on 105.3 in UFM. And talking Crevo, these new e-bikes heading around Lake Macquarie.
Yeah, so apparently you're going to be able to rent them from like those little stations. You know how it works.
Yeah.
Like you pull off a bike from this station, you unlock it with your credit card or whatever.
Yeah.
And away you go, and then you put it back at a station to recharge or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I was very excited about this because I thought, brilliant. Finally, they're getting the idea. Over in Europe, it's been massive for years.
Do you own a bike, out of curiosity?
Yeah, I do, yeah. So, but I'd still love to go on e-bikes because they're faster and, like, it's a lot of fun. And it's convenient.
I've never used one, so.
You might be driving around. Say you're going for a night out somewhere, and this will be big for, like, Macquarie, I reckon.
Mm.
And you want to go to a restaurant. But you don't want to take a taxi or an Uber. It's a nice night out or it's a nice day.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you?
Cool family activity as well because I know it is a lot of effort. If you've got a small car, loading up bikes.
Oh, this is heaps
better.
This
is the alternative. This is cool.
Perfect. Except when it came to the cost. Now, they said it's $1 to unlock it. That's not
fair
a
enough.
Big deal.
Yeah.
And then 45 cents a minute. Now, the 45 cents sounds cheap, but then you go per minute.
Yeah.
That works out $27 an hour.
Now, to rent a bike.
Yeah, which seems...
Okay,
now,
yeah.
If you want it for half a day, though, say 4 hours, it's $108.
But I was just thinking there, to rent it for an hour for a family of four, that's $100.
Yeah. If you have four of you for 4 hours, it's $450 some dollars.
Could have went out and bought a bike.
Or I was looking online. You can rent a car for $65 a day.
Oh, geez.
And that's a medium-sized sedan.
I love the idea of it. I love people getting out there, getting a bit fit and healthy, enjoying Lake Macquarie.
Well, they're e-bikes, so you're not doing too much pedaling.
You're doing a little bit, though. You're not in a car at least.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of something new and something exciting coming to Lake Macquarie.
Totally.
Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, the cost seems to be a bit of a thing. I don't know whether I would spend $27 to rent a bike for an hour.
1 hour. And like you said, a family of four.
That's $100.
Over $100.
Yeah.
And that's even if you, and that, you know, there's, I don't know, when they first had this type of thing in Melbourne, it wasn't the e-bikes, it was just regular bikes.
Yeah.
You could rent, and we were down there for a little trip, and we're like, oh, let's get it. And you were in such, like, a time pressure to get it back to the station under the time.
So you didn't get charged again.
It's not exactly a relaxing, you know, family activity then. It becomes sort of like a challenge, rather.
The only good thing about that, though, you're not going to have the same issues in a cap city than you are going to have in Warners Bay or Spears Point, because you've got that little path that goes from, like, Spears Point, the big Spears Point Park, all the way around to Warners Bay. Not too sure how far that goes. I've never walked the whole thing. Mm. I've done the Warners Bay to Spears Point walk a couple of times. But it's a lot of fun. But I think on a I think it needs to be a little bit cheaper for people to want to utilise it.
If they want it to be used all the time, it needs to be heaps cheaper.
Yeah.
Like a lot cheaper.
It'd be great for your things like Carols by Candlelight.
Yeah.
For example, because the parking situation at Spears Point Park during Carols by Candlelight is chaos. Could you imagine if people could park around Warners Bay and use one of the bikes?
Or just use one of the bikes from home.
Yeah.
Like if you live around there.
That's true.
Even easier.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, they've got to change that price, I reckon.
I think it's a little bit too steep.
Apparently there's some, like, point system. It gets a bit cheaper over time. But who wants to bother with all that? Just make it cheaper.
To be fair, it's not something I'd use on a regular basis to worry about getting points on. It's a novelty. But then again, I'm not from that. I don't live around there.
Yeah.
So if they brought it into, Mayfield, where we are, would we use it? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how well it'll go. But, hey, it's a big company making a lot of money.
Yeah, you know what? You do you guys. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
But from a personal standpoint, a little bit too expensive.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Let's check in with Jess in the newsroom next. 7:56, good morning.
Music on the air and money out the door.
Not the best way to run a business, but we're doing it anyway.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
We're making it easy for you, my friend. Listen to the radio, get paid the big bucks.
That's right.
We thought we got paid the big bucks to work on the radio. You're getting paid more to listen to it.
Way more.
Actually, which is really... really depressing, guys. The bosses are standing out there like, come on.
Hey, that's the way of the world, right?
If I got paid $105 for playing every song, I'd be very happy.
It'd be minty.
Like, how many songs do we play during our show? At least, like...
16, 18?
16, something like that. That'd that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But what you got to do is New FM's $10,000 cash tracks. We play cash tracks right throughout your workday. Then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we open the lines. Every cash track that you can name, title and artist, plus any featuring artist, you need all the details, gets you $105 cold hard cash. Not to mention
big money.
Where is it? The envelope.
The mystery envelope.
I'm just gonna try and suss out what's in there.
Careful.
Oh, it might be breakable.
I don't think it's breakable, but it could be.
It would be breakable. You can break money.
Yeah, you can. It's very valuable.
I don't know. Well, to be fair, could be money, could be something else. Who knows?
It's most likely something else they would have included in the cash element of the cash tracks.
That's true. Well, it's a golden envelope. You've got to get every single song that we play right across the workday, but we do kick it off at 8 o'clock every morning with your first cash track, Crevo.
Write this one down.
Do you want to have a guess?
How could I guess what song is next? There's like a zillion songs out there.
I Think She's a Queen.
Dua Lipa.
Lizzo.
Ah, okay.
Lizzo, close. About damn time. Write this down as your first cash track. Your first cash track on 105.3 New FM. Lizzo, About Damn Time. Make sure you write that down. It's worth $105.
Now, Meg, big debate behind the scenes yesterday because after the show, I was fanging for a maxi bon.
This is weird because I've never heard you fanging for an ice cream before.
It's not that common, but sometimes, you know, you just get a craving.
Yeah.
And we started talking about which end you eat the Maxi Bon first.
and we came to a very ununited decision.
Yeah, we're not on the same team in this way. So no. For me, it's got to be the chocolate and nut end first. Because
yes, okay.
In my opinion, you use the biscuit end as a holder, as a handle, and also it's the better end and you've got to finish on the better end.
Now, the problem is I love an ice cream sandwich, like ice cream cookie sandwich. Mm-hmm. For me, the cookie has to be crunchy. Maxibon cookies are not crunchy. Biscuits are not crunchy. So I eat the biscuit first because the chocolate part is my favourite.
Look,
and
I
you kind of judge.
You're wrong.
Because you were like, it doesn't melt in your hand.
It
blah,
does.
Blah, 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 blah. That's what you use the wrapper for, Creamer.
No. I'm telling you, Meg, you are 100% wrong in this situation. And that's what we're going to do next. 13:10:09. And we'll put a poll on it. We've got
we've
a poll,
got a poll,
oh, got
on,
a poll
our
on
Instagram
already.
At the Nobos _. Check our story.
Yeah. 13:10:09, though, to join the show. Which end is the correct end to eat the Maxibon first?
Yeah.
It's obviously the chocolate end, not the biscuit end.
It's the biscuit end because the biscuit end is actually not the best.
All
so
right, we'll
find out on the other side of this. Head to our Instagram as well if you want to vote at the Nobos _. We'll get into it after Santana and Smooth on 105.3 New FM. Make sure you get involved. 13:10:09. It is 8:09. Good morning. Lots of road closures right across Newcastle and Hunter due to this rain. You can check our Facebook page for all of the details. New FM 105.3 on Facebook is where all the details are. But right now, Maxibon chat. What you gonna do with
that dessert? Yeah, so yesterday after the show, Meg, I was like, you know what I feel like right now? I want to suck down a caramel rough nut. That's the caramel flavour Maxibon.
I'm glad you verified it was a Maxibon. That sounds horrible.
What do you mean? That's the,
I know.
You don't like Maxibons or
no,
what?
No, I like a Maxibon, but they're not my favourite.
Okay.
Like, if I'm given one, I'm not going to say no to a Maxibon.
Okay. Now, the debate came up, though, of which end do you eat first? And I was like, well, obviously it's the chocolate end. Who's eating the biscuit end first?
See,
are you mad?
I eat the biscuit end first.
Because
I think the biscuit,
crazy.
The biscuit in particular for a Maxibon isn't the best. Let's be real. Are you going to have a Maxibon biscuit ever by itself? Probably not.
I wish it was all biscuit. That's what I wish.
Get
anyway, I think you're crazy. You think I'm crazy.
Yep.
Let's let the listeners
we'll
decide.
We'll go to the phones. Hey, Troy. Hello,
oh, yeah.
Troy. Good, good. What do you eat first with a Maxibon, the chocolate or the biscuit?
What? Well, I have to be a creamer. I'm a chocolate person. You don't want chalky fingers.
No, that's what you got the wrapper for, Troy.
Doesn't work,
you
man.
You got the wrapper
doesn't
for that.
Work.
Nah.
But in saying that, how do you know which end you open it?
You gotta, you know what you do, Troy?
Oh, you feel the
you
end of
feel
it.
Feel it. It's like Braille of ice cream. All right. Aaron up next. G'day, Aaron.
How you doing?
Really good. Which end first, chalky or biscuit?
Well, definitely not biscuit. You'd rather the whole thing biscuit.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Why do you want the chocolate?
I love the chocolate.
No,
I love
no,
the chocolate
no,
on a Maxibon.
No.
I think it's delicious.
Aaron well, coming true. To the show with common sense.
Yeah, let's go to Louise. Hey, Louise.
Hi, Meg. How you going?
Go. Are you sense of reason here? Are you biscuit first or chocolate first?
Biscuit first, definitely.
Biscuit first.
I thought you said chocolate. No. Oh, good.
Hang on a second.
Agreed.
Hang on a second. Is this a women thing?
Maybe. How long have you been doing the biscuit first for?
Ever since I started eating them.
That's but right.
I'm kind of weird because I will break it in half in the middle and then I will eat the biscuit and then I will eat the chocolate so the chocolate doesn't melt.
What? You're just...
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, you're on another planet. All right, let's...
Let's finish this up with Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Biscuit first or chocolate first for a Maxibon?
You've got to eat the chocolate first and hold the biscuit.
Thank you.
There you go. So Crevo is in the right here, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
only
God.
Sarah who's breaking it and all sorts of weird stuff. We did do a poll on Instagram. At the moment, biscuit 35%.
Oh, geez. How many votes are we looking at here?
Dozens.
Jeez, okay.
Dozens of votes. A good poll.
Would you ever try my way?
No, I'm not. You know what? Once I did
yeah,
by
I'm
mistake.
I'm not a savage.
I did it once by mistake and I hated it.
Hey, what's the goss up next? I'll be taking over What's the Goss actually because producer Jackson isn't here. Creevo, you love Marvel, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Marvel superstar is set to become a dad for the first time.
Oh,
and
exciting.
On the baby news as well, Rihanna has stepped out for the first time post-bub. in London. Okay. All the details next. It is 8:17. Good morning.
Megan Crevo.
The clouds are not clearing anytime soon. Lots of rain. Be safe on the road. Make sure your lights are on. Tops of 18 degrees in Newcastle, 17 in Maitland and the Valley on 105.3 in UFM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
Megan Crevo. What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, if you're a Marvel fan, this is going to send you into overdrive. Now, have you seen the movie, like the Thor movies?
Yeah. Brilliant.
You know Tom Hiddleston, right?
Of Loki. Course.
He's expecting his first bub. He's going to become a dad.
Wow.
Very exciting. So his partner, I'm going to pronounce this right, Ashton?
I think you're right.
Z-A-W-E. Feel horrible Zor, if I pronounce that probably. Incorrectly. But yeah, she's pregnant. They're expecting a bub very, very soon. Oh, I'm so excited. Little Loki.
Yeah, that's right. Now, of course, a lot of Hiddleston fans out there.
Yeah.
A lot. Do you think, is it a boy or a girl? Do they know?
They haven't said it, so it's their first child together. But they're really excited. They put up a story on their Instagram saying, here we go, Malcolm's List premiere, ... And then there was some information about that,
right,
and then
they've
we're having a baby.
Oh, how exciting. That's really lovely.
I'm really excited. Thing is, like, I always had a bit of a thing. I'm not a Marvel person.
Mm.
For some reason, I think it was like the goth aspect of Loki.
Right.
I was kind of into it.
Plenty of eyeliner and you're in.
The eyeliner, the dark long hair. You always wore the dark coats.
Yeah. That was your favourite of any of them.
Exactly. Very, very, very big congratulations to those
lovely
guys. And also, we know Rihanna's recently become a mum. She's actually hit out for the first time. Post baby.
Really?
Very exciting. So, obviously, her bubby with ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
It's about a month or two ago, I think she
Yeah, it's
she
a couple of months ago. Now, he's in a bit of trouble still, or is he?
I'm not too sure. Well, they stepped out together. It was a family event.
Nice.
So, they're in the UK at the moment. Rihanna was packed by TMZ in London. And, yeah, apparently she had bub, cuddled up so no one can actually see photos because
she's
protecting little one. But very exciting that she's out and about and bub's getting out in the world.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can sort out all those issues as well that he's been having.
Yes, he's, I can't even remember what he was done for.
I don't know, bit of trouble in America.
Bit of trouble, but apparently they're back together now and all those cheating rumours are hopefully far behind them and they're just going to be the cutest little family unit. Oh, seriously, that baby.
I know.
I haven't even seen the baby and we just know how adorable
it's
going to
be. It'll be a good looking kid, that's for sure.
Oh my goodness. Hey, I'm going to check in with Jess in the Hunter's 100% local newsroom for your flood update next. 8:26, good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol and what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
And straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free is on the way. Bit of Doja Cat.
Could
be worth $105.
You never know.
New FM's $10,000 cash track. But Kiss Me More on air for you after 9 o'clock this morning. And something Stranger Things has done for everybody. It's interesting. The number one song in the UK right now.
Yeah, this is it.
Running Up That Hill. I haven't even watched Stranger Things, to be completely honest.
But you've been hearing it still.
I've been hearing this song absolutely
everywhere.
And Altego, Toxic Pony.
Never know.
A bit of Britney and Genuine.
Could be worth $105.
Could be worth $105. You never know. Cash Track's playing right across the day and 105 minutes commercial free coming up after 9 o'clock this morning.
13:10:09, though, up next. What words are in your family dictionary?
Okay.
What this means is, what are the special words only your family uses? Sort of made up or slang or whatever it is. We want to hear about it.
You were laughing at me about this yesterday. This
so reveal your special word, Meg.
So my mum was having issues with her little car. What do you call it? Remote.
Yeah.
Car remote, and our family just calls it a blip-blip, because let's face it, when you click the button, your car goes blip-blip. Right?
I've never heard this before.
Have you not heard? When someone unlocks their car with one of those remotes, goes blip, blip. It makes sense, Crevo.
I know what the sound is, but I've never heard anyone else call it that.
But it just makes sense.
Like, I think it's only in your family.
Why would you call it the keyless remote or whatever it's called when you can get blip, blip? It's so much more fun. Why wouldn't you? 13109, what strange little words are in your family's dictionary?
Yeah, that's right. The best callers on air this morning, double pass to the Knights versus Bunnies this Friday night at McDonald Jones Stadium. All you got to do is call up on 13109. Those little words only your family uses. The quirkier the better. It's even a bit of fun this morning, right?
All right, let's take your calls. Arthur Vance Joy, Fire and the Flood on 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, 8:36. Good morning. Me and Dua Lipa finna get the party lit. Megan Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa, Sweetest Pie on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. The Novos.
What words are in your family dictionary? This is what we're asking here because, Meg, you called it the blip blip. And I was like, what are you calling it?
Clearly a blip blip.
It's just a key with a remote on it. Like, yeah. It's just a normal car key now.
Yeah, but the thing, I don't have that. I don't have a blip blip on mine. Mine's a key. I open my door like a pleb with a key. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. So we put that out there. What is everyone's personal words in their family? Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Melissa. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, what's the word in your family's little dictionary?
So I'm quite strict on my kids with swearing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they have taken up their auntie's old way of swearing.
Oh. Okay, so what have they done?
What do they call it?
Fudge and donkey poo.
Ah.
That's the only in your family they have
fudge
that.
And donkey poo. Okay.
I've never heard that one. All right, Nicole is up next. How are you?
Nicole, yes, good.
Hey, what's in your little family dictionary, Nicole?
Instead of saying that people are being facetious, we say that people are being a sea fish.
Now, how did that?
I love this.
How did that start? Just briefly.
Hubby and I were talking about someone's attitude one day and said they're being facetious. And my son said, oh, I'd like to be a sea fish too.
Oh, bless.
And forever,
oh, my God.
Forevermore, it is that. And I bet he's sick of that story.
That's actually adorable.
It's so cute. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. What word is only in your family dictionary?
Okay, so baby's dummies. Our family call it a dodger.
A dodger? Okay, where did this come from?
You know what? I have... absolutely have no idea.
It's just always been
that. Our family we've just known it as a dodger.
That's really interesting. So, like, is it like your entire, like your parents and parents before that, or
yeah, wow. My grandparents.
Goes all family tradition of the dodger. I love that.
Goes all the way back. All right, who do we have up next?
I'm not sure. You didn't write a name.
Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, good. You even asked my name twice when I first called up.
No, I did write it. It's just above Meg. It's in the little section above there.
No, it's not. You're a liar. Matt, what's in your family dictionary?
Look, I'm on the same as you, Meg. We had a TV remote, but for some reason we all called it a fur, like F-U-R.
Okay.
Why? But, yeah, whenever we wanted to watch the TV, we'd have to ask, where's the fur?
Wow.
I'd have friends come over and they said, what do you mean? What are you looking for fur?
I'm like, okay.
It's a thing.
But nobody else gets it, Matt.
No one else knows what you were talking
it's
about.
It's funny that Matt says that, though, actually, because we call, you know, Ferrero Rochers.
Yeah.
Our family, and this is going to be really disgusting, we call them furry roaches.
That is disgusting.
Not too sure where that whole idea came from, not going to lie.
No idea what the etymology is.
No, got no idea. Thank you for all those calls. Like, turns out it's not just my family who has weird...
It's like every family almost has their
own weird
stuff. Except
your family apparently doesn't have anything.
Not really. We just call stuff what it is.
Okay. It is 8:46. Good morning. Dean Lewis and Hurtless on 105.3 New FM. And we are still accepting stuff for our the Novos food drive. So what you can do is you can drop off non-perishables and sanitary items, personal care products, all that kind of stuff.
Food.
As well, I love the idea of like pads, tampons, all that kind of stuff, because that's really expensive as well.
Oh, my God, so much.
You can drop them off to our studios here in Sandgate on Maitland Road during business hours. And what we've been doing is we've been trying to stock up the free pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So yesterday we went out to Stockton, because they've got a great one out there.
Beautiful little setup.
I know, it's nice. And there's like a shelter over it and everything. It's a perfect little spot. And we stocked that one up. And we just want to keep doing that. So going to all the different ones, we want to go to, there's one at Lambton, Hamilton. We're going to try and
South. I think there's one in Newcastle CBD as well.
Yep.
So we're going to get all the addresses of these, go drop them off, and hopefully you can get involved as well. The support so far has been incredible. We've managed to basically fully stock two pantries at this point, and we've still got some stuff sitting in the boxes at the moment. Yep. So if you can, what we're asking for is like a cans of soup, baked beans, spaghetti, noodles. You know what? If you want to give some treats as well, even better, because sometimes when you're living rough, a little treat can perk you up.
Oh, it can make your day because, yes, noodles and stuff are great.
Yeah.
But if you have that day in, day out, a packet of biscuits or something, it's just going to make your day so much better. Think about how nice it is when somebody gives you a treat.
Exactly. If someone gives you a box of chocolates, you're so thankful, right?
Yeah. And think about if you're living rough or, you know, going through hard times, something like that can just make someone's day.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do here, is really try and help people who are doing it tough in our community right now.
So I did a drop-off last week to the food pantry at Hamilton, near Hamilton Station. I got talking to one of the ladies there who was accessing it. And can I just put it out there? They are so thankful. People who are struggling are so thankful for your help. Like, luckily, we did a drive at the end of last year for Share the Dignity, where we put those bags together. Now, some people dropped off some of those bags after the cutoff time, and I couldn't actually get them to Share the Dignity. So we've kept them here, and we're going to do them like this year. So what I thought I'd do instead is I have them in the back of the car. And I just said to her, I've gone, excuse me, did you want one of these? And it had all the toiletries and the sanitary products and everything. And she nearly cried. And I nearly cried. And then someone next to us nearly cried. Because it's just helping someone who just needs it.
They're in a vulnerable point in life.
She couldn't get over the fact that someone thought enough to put a bag together or donate food to help her out in her time of need. And they just... We need more of this around Newcastle and the Hunter. So, and that's why Crevo and I want to do this, because it is so hard for a lot of people. The cost of living is ridiculously high for everyone right now. Mm. And when you're already struggling, the fact is if you're putting sometimes rent above eating because you have to, so you've got a roof over your head, it's bloody hard.
That's right. So even a few dollars, like even $5, you can get some noodles, some chips or whatever. Throw them in a bag, put them in the car and come to our Sandgate studios and just drop them off in the reception area. There's boxes specially designed for this. So please, please, please get involved. We're running it throughout the rest of this week. So
absolutely.
Up till Friday
and then we'll distribute them all and hopefully make some people's days a little bit brighter. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off for you in minutes. Becky Hill, David Guetta. This is one of my favourite songs on our playlist right now. Awesome. It's called Remember. And it could be worth $105 with $10,000 cash track. You'll get that after 9 o'clock this morning. Talk about these Aussie legends as well.
So good.
Eskimo Joe. Such an emo title. Black fingernails, red wine.
I know, it's right up your alley.
I'm all for it. Let's get that on here for you inside the next half an hour with Tyler. And of course...
Hit a Flume.
Aussie superstars today.
Isn't he
Flume,
what?
Never Be Like You. As I said, keep it on New FM all day long for those $105 cash tracks. We will catch you tomorrow, guys. Have a great Tuesday. Stay safe on the roads as well with all this weather.
Yeah.
Bye.
Absolutely. See ya.